the total area, land area of the Philippines would be about not more than one half the size of the province of Quebec or Ontario, and so it's not that big, and therefore the population is very, very dense. There's not that much land now available. However, land reform is supposed to be a priority project of the new administration, as it was supposed to be the primarily the project of the last administration. But we have been hearing a lot about land reform for years, and nothing effectively, although laws have been passed, nothing effectively has been done. So you still have a lot of what we call absentee landlords who have a lot of tenants on their lands, who almost could be compared with the slaves in the time prior to the American Revolution in the South. So they have very little rights, and they live a very, very difficult livelihood. It's very limited, especially in the areas where sugar. So sugar lines, for example, does not come under the old land reform code, nor do coconut lands. So that immediately eliminates an awful lot of land area in the country. But what will happen now, we don't know, because Cory has promised, but nothing definite yet. Of course, she's only in office less than a month, so we cannot expect too much. But I'm sure that she will have to do something about that. And the left, certainly, and the socialists will be shouting for this.